And now we're joined by Joanne Flora with Big Brothers Big Sisters. How are you doing, Joanne? Good morning.
Good morning. Pretty good, thank you.
So I hear there's a couple of events coming up, Big Brothers Big Sisters. I hear something about free hot dogs.
Free hot dogs, that's right. We're having a drive-by barbecue on Saturday between 11 and 1 p.m. on the corner of Tungus and Jefferson.
And what is the event about, aside from eating free hot dogs?
Aside from giving away free food. Free food.
Which, I mean, you know, I'm into, but, you know, I'm sure there are other things involved as well.
It's actually the kickoff event for our annual Bowl for Kids' Sake. And I don't know how much you know about Bowl for Kids' Sake, but it's an annual event that is done nationally for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And it becomes one of our two large opportunities each year to raise local funding for each of the Big Brothers Big Sisters offices in the country. So whether you have a bowling alley or not, you do Bowl for Kids' Sake in some fashion or other. Our Bowl for Kids' Sake is the 30th of March. But right now what we're doing is we're forming teams and signing up sponsors, that type of thing. You know, we're in the organizational phase of it. And one of the ways we do that is by having a drive-by barbecue to kind of kick that thing off. So people can come up to, can I say the name of the business where it's at?
Sure.
Okay, it's at Liberty Tax, corner of Jefferson and Tungus. And they can come there between 11 and 1. They can get a free hot dog. They can talk to us about Bowl for Kids' Sake. They can register their team. They can sign up to be a sponsor. They can donate a prize because we have drawings every hour and a big grand prize at the end of the day. Or they can talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters if they want to talk about enrolling a child or volunteering. So it's kind of an all one-stop shopping, 2 hours of one-stop shopping with a hot dog for Big Brothers Big Sisters and Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Now, that's the place where the young ladies are out in the Statue of Liberty costumes, right?
Yes, it is.
That's how I know it's a point of reference is where that will be.
Yes. Yeah. And it's directly across from the mall and, you know, so it's easy to find. It's one of the few stoplights in town. If you want to go up toward the college or the high school, you turn there.
So, Bowl for Kids' Sake, I mean, this is a fundraiser. How long will the organization process take, and then the actual event and the bowling and such?
Well, we're in it now. We're, like I say, we're signing up sponsors. We're organizing teams. The team should be out fundraising. And the event is on the 30th of March. So, on March 30th, we will have our registered teams coming to the rec center throughout the day, and they will have lane times assigned, just like a league, and they'll show up and they'll bowl. All the people who come as registered teams, by the way, get free food at the event as well.
Wow.
They get a free meal ticket, which includes a hot dog, a drink, and a bag of chips, and possibly some cookies if I can get those. It will also include a free ticket that they can use in any one of the hourly drawings. So, and a t-shirt.
These are some good incentives for people to come out to this thing. Free food.
Well, and it's fun. It's fun. It helps raise money for a really good organization that works diligently and has for 108 years to serve the needs of kids. And it is a good time. It's a wonderful time. So you'll have to stop by, try your hand at bowling. And we've also opened this event to the general public. You know, traditionally in the past, Bowl for Kids' Sake was really only available to people who had registered to bowl. In the last, 4 years now, I think, we've opened this event to the general public. So it is actually a community-wide activity. So anybody who wants to come to the rec center on March 30th can bowl. And they can use our snack bar, go to the snack bar. They can buy tickets for the drawings. They can enter the grand prize drawing without having to be a Big Brothers Big Sisters participant or a registered bowler. Everything but the food and the drawings is free, so they can come in and they can bowl for free. We hope that they'll make a donation, but we won't insist upon it. So there will be a donation.
Recommended donation.
Suggested donation. you know, I mean, it costs us something to put the event on, and it is a fundraiser, so we hope people will do that. But and that's true also of for the drive-by barbecue on Saturday. There will be a donation jar out, so if somebody would like to support us, but they're unable to be a bowler or unable to be a sponsor, or they just want to kick in a few bucks because it's a worthy organization, they can. But the hot dogs are free, and you'll probably see some of my board members flagging down people at the stoplight, you know, to talk to them about Bowl for Kids. It's a kind of a riotous 2 hours.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering this. I am. I'm a timid bowler myself. Will there be bumper bowling at this event in March or no bumpers at all?
There's no bumpers at all because we're bowling in the gym. thank you to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Parks and Recreation Department for donating the use of their facility for the day. So what we do is we... You know that nice blue tape you paint with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we line out our alleys, and the K-High Choir is going to be on the other end of the lane setting up pins and returning balls. Since it isn't an actual bowling alley, we don't have all that mechanization in place. In return for that, by the way, I should add kudos to First Bank, but because the K-High Choir is coming to volunteer their time, they will be earning a community service award from First Bank, which they can then use for their choir travel. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in a complimentary fashion, which is kind of nice. You come to Bowl for Kids' Sake, you support Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and because that event is taking place, the K-High Choir is earning money for their travel.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I've been so distracted by bowling. There's a second event that you came here to talk about today.
Right? Well, that's it. The two events are the drive-by barbecue this Saturday.
And then the bowling.
And then the Bowl for Kids' Sake on the 30th of March.
What other things do you have in the pipe? Do you have things down the road that Big Brothers Big Sisters has planned?
You know, there's always things to look forward to in our organization. We will be involved in the Blueberry Arts Festival this summer. We have a picnic for all of our participants and donors in August sometime. I can't tell you the date on that because you can only rent the Ward Cove shelters like 30 days out or 60 mm-hmm. days out, whatever the time is, but I have to wait a while to do that. We have our annual fundraising luncheon in the fall, so there's always something going on. But, the one thing that's going on all the time that's really important is we're constantly prospecting for new youth to bring into the program, as well as new volunteers. And we've always got a shortage of men. You know, our motto is a good man is hard to find.
They are, as one I can agree.
Yeah, about 75% of the youth that are enrolled in Big Brothers Big Sisters are boys, and about 25% of our volunteers are men. So we're always kind of a little out of whack. But we're always doing that, and every time we're doing an event or an activity somewhere, it's a great opportunity to talk to us about how we can serve the needs of children in Ketchikan, which we've been doing now. We're coming on 11 years here in Ketchikan and 40 years in the state of Alaska. The program is a great opportunity to simply expose children to more positive adult influence. And we serve every child that wants or needs a big brother or a big sister. You know, obviously we have certain target groups. You know, we target children who live below the poverty line or children who are academically challenged. We target children of military families or American Indian or Alaska Native children. So we have these target groups because we know they often have special needs. Children who come from homes that are really broken apart. But any child that wants to come in is welcome. And we have some kids from really great homes with wonderful parents, and everybody works. And these parents are just savvy enough to realize that the more positive adult influence kids have, the more prepared they are to be adults. And they tend to avoid risky behaviors, and they make good choices, and they tend to graduate high school and go on to further training or education of some sort. They have better academic success, and they do better socially. So, you know, the side effects of just having an adult friend to hang out with are really trackable, and we're probably one of the most researched youth organizations on the planet, but we've got a lot of statistics to back this up.
Is there a particular need in Ketchikan and Southeast Alaska as a whole for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
You know, I don't want to make us sound special. I think we're special, but you know, the need
a particular
is,
need.
The need is everywhere. One of the teachers at an elementary school told me a couple of years ago about 25% of the children in her class come from a two-parent household. No, I thought she flipped that around and meant to say from a one-parent household. But No, 25% of the students in her class came from a two-parent household. And I thought that was astonishing. That's an astonishing statistic. I couldn't tell you if that is true in other places. But it tells me we have a lot of single parents raising children, whether it's dads or moms, whether it's divorce or death or never having been married in the first place. There's a lot of kids who don't have enough adults in their lives. And the majority of the children that we serve at Big Brothers Big Sisters come from families just like that. We also have a reasonably high percentage of children who come from households where it is non-traditional. Maybe they live with grandparents. They may be in foster care. They may be living with friends of the family because there are no parents or aunts or cousins or other non-parent people. It's a difficult situation, you know, and a lot of kids who have been bounced around from one home to another, this foster care, that relative. So, you know, it's a difficult scene to look at every single day, but knowing that we have these wonderful adults in Ketchikan who volunteer their time, we only ask for 4 hours a month. It's not a huge time commitment, but it makes such a difference because these are volunteers who dedicate time to one child and one child only. Our mentors are not paid, as they are in some programs, and they also don't mentor more than one child. So if you come into my program and you want to be a big brother, we will match you with one boy, and that's it. And you become that child's special person. He doesn't share you with anybody else, which is really, really special.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, can I say one thing more?
Sure.
I know you're watching the clock because things happen here. The other thing I want to say is that Big Brothers Big Sisters is free. We never, ever charge a child, a family, or a volunteer to participate in our program. We absorb the 100% of the cost of running this program, of the background checks, of the production of the program, the events, the activities. We do it all. We foot the whole bill. And that's why the fundraising that we do is so important to this program. We don't ever want a child to not participate because their parent or their guardian can't afford it.
Now, if people unfortunately can't make it to either the event this weekend or the one in March, how can they get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters? Do they contact you? Or?
Yeah. We're in the phone book. It's 247-3350. You can also go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. You'll hit the national website, and there's a place to either there's a link to enroll a child or to volunteer. And when you enter your zip code, it will pop up on my screen. You'll be sent to me. So bigbrothersbigsisters.org or 247-3350.
For people who may have tuned in the interim here, again, this Saturday.
This Saturday, the 16th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Liberty Tax, corner of Tongass and Jefferson. Drive-by barbecue kickoff for Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake. And other Big Brothers Big Sisters business, so come talk to us about anything.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Joanna Flora with Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time now is 8:43. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.